So it's time for Throwback Thursday with Blake Jones.
Throwback Thursday.
And with it being Norm Week, we do have a Norm theme today. And honestly, we could probably do this for an hour. Here are some of Norm's greatest hits. And I've narrowed it down to some of my favorite. And I wanted to start with this. We heard this last segment. This is from Dave Raymond on the Rangers play-by-play voice.
We take a look at the upcoming schedule for human beings.
All right. That is a famous Norm versus Dan interaction. And how did you two begin listening to the station? Was it your dad's?
Yeah, it was going to baseball practice, going to school. If my dad would take me, it would be the Musers in the morning, Hardline in the afternoon. And then once I started driving in high school, just kind of started listening myself. So yeah. It was probably around, like, when I started listening closely every day, was probably my senior year in high school. So 06, maybe 05, my junior year. But I would take it in before that, probably in the early 2000s.
I was a little later. I mean, I would hear it with my dad because I remember laughing in the back seat at the stick it up your tailpipe thing.
And kids love that.
I thought it was hilarious.
That's one of the first things I remember too, honestly.
But yeah, I didn't really start listening hardcore till probably college.
Well, I started working up here before I started listening a lot. And I remember the first, like, earworm I got was this schedule for human beings fight. And I remember going to the end ticket and listening to it all the time. It's a long fight. I mean, it's 8-10 minutes long. I boiled it down to 2 minutes. And
yeah, I mean, Norm by himself goes off
yeah,
4 or 5 minutes, and you start hearing Dan.
That's before Dan even gets there,
Dan's
right?
Dan's coughing in the background.
Yeah, and so I've got four little parts here, each of which I want to tell you just kind of my favorite parts now.
Okay.
In the beginning, it's been a recent development that we've discovered that Norm has sincerity smacks.
Yes.
I don't know if people have caught that he's done that for a long time, but he does it here.
1310 the ticket.
I'm going to go bonkers for about 1 minute here.
That's funny, too.
Yeah.
It's on fan abuse.
Can you pause it real quick? What year was this again?
I think this was 06. I believe it was 5 years after.
This was like 9/11. On 9/11.
It was on 9/11.
Right. Yeah. I remember that. Okay. 06 sounds about right. All right.
1310 the ticket.
I'm going to go bonkers for about 1 minute here.
Not 1 minute.
It's on fan abuse. I'm trying to find out, because I'm traveling that day, what time the kickoff is on Texas and OU. That game is 3.5 weeks away.
God.
TV doesn't have a time for it yet. The websites don't have a time for it yet.
Up?
I didn't touch this audio.
Oh, my God.
That's three in a row.
Six total so far.
Yeah, plus at the beginning we get a double.
Didn't have time for it.
Here's a double one.
It's on fan abuse. I'm trying to find out.
It's the double bang.
It's the double smack. But then, you're right. It's during the mix, so Bob and Dan are beginning to move into studio, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, Dan starts coughing to make Norm mad. And the funniest part to me is Norm is going off and has been for a few minutes, and when he hears Dan cough, I've never been able to hear a glance at someone before until I heard this audio.
Like some eyes being darted at someone.
Yes, because I imagine Norm just staring straight ahead and then just darting over to Dan as soon as he coughs.
Do they not realize these people are not born sitting in a stadium seat? That people actually have to figure out a schedule for their games?
We'll have another
this
one.
This is
out.
Ludicrous. Have a little consideration for your fans. Have just the tiniest bit of consideration for your fans. This is ridiculous. And college football should be ashamed of it. And the people at Texas and OU should be ashamed of letting themselves be pushed around like this. This is just... This is just utterly...
I did not edit that audio.
I forgot he coughed so many times and that it was right on the mic.
Yes.
And it stopped Norm down.
Yeah.
Was that on a mic or was that going through Norm's mic?
I don't know. It's
that
probably
sounds
on,
pretty loud.
It sounded like
it's
loud.
It's pretty close.
Like he was laughing really loud and it was going through Norm's mic. Like he was being obnoxiously loud.
Here's the money quote in here.
People are trying to fly in for the game.
Okay.
Can they get out that night?
People.
I don't know.
I would like
I
to check
know.
That.
What if it's 2:30?
How many people are flying in?
If the
in
game's
for
2:30, Dan, you make a joke out of damned everything. This is serious.
Okay,
you
Norm.
You don't
all
see
right,
some
okay.
people getting screwed by
Let's
this?
Settle down.
You
you're
don't
gonna, be, hold on.
Do you not
start
see some people
me
being
that,
screwed?
Hold on.
Well, Dan, you're mocking the damn thing.
Yes, I am.
And Dan,
listen,
this is fan abuse.
You're acting like you came out here starting to talk about 9/11 or something.
Yeah, that's why.
On 9/11.
It was, yes, on the anniversary.
This couldn't have been 06, though, because that's whenever the Gordon versus Norm fight. You tell me that was, he got double barreled during his mixes?
Okay, well, then maybe it's 07.
Okay.
I mean, it's.
I was like, that was a hell of a day.
And then, I still say this to this day.
Aggie or whoever
and Texas and Oklahoma should get off their asses and do something about this.
Why?
Oh, damn. Dan,
why?
Why?
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Dan.
Dan, why?
Well, Dan. He didn't really give an answer. He just said damn.
Let's see. I
apply in for this game.
These next few are, we've heard these drops 100 times, and I wanted to provide some context. I only learned about this a few months ago, but these drops are hilarious, and this is actually from an NFL draft some time ago.
Listen to the unhealthiest, guys. Are you ready? Detroit. Mm, yuck. Carolina. Mm. Oakland. Mm. Miami. Mm. Giants.
Man.
Chicago. Yeah. San Francisco. Boy. Cleveland and Tennessee. I tell you what, you get hurt.
But all of those together is pretty funny.
That's exactly
I think he's
what
hip thrusting
Mare,
while he's doing that,
that's
too.
What Mare hears when he's going dead Marlin okay. on her.
All right. Here are some collar blow-ups. Again, there's a drop in here. You've heard it a lot, but here's some of the context.
You'd lose $150 million.
If I made $50 billion, I wouldn't
He
worry
does
about
not make $50 billion, Tom.
Norm.
Tom.
You're
Tom.
Throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
That's, I'm sorry. That's it. That's it. I'm sorry. When you won't answer my question, that fries me. You offer Todd Zeal.
Todd Zeal.
Todd Zeal.
He slammed the phone on a
man,
Todd Zeal caller.
I'm going to miss this man so much.
I know.
He does not make $50 billion, Tom.
Is that not the guy he asked, are you gay?
No, that was about T.O.
That's when they had Michael Sam on, I think.
Here's the next one.
Ray in Dallas. Hi, 1150 on Sports
Hello,
Radio.
Norm. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I've never seen a guy like you just refuse to give the Giants credit.
Wait a minute, Ray. Who Ooh. The hell picked the Giants as a triple play yesterday?
Well, you did.
Who picked
but,
them
I mean,
as a double play against the Eagles? Stop. Get the hell off the air.
Gosh.
I'm trying to analyze a football game. What a stupid call.
He got about five words into the call, and Norm's like, that's...
Hold on,
nope.
Hold on.
God almighty.
You should have made him quadruple play.
Do any of you know what the hell I do for a living?
Yeah.
I've definitely heard the stupid call, but it usually ends differently.
What a stupid bitch.
Okay. Even more context. Okay. One more.
Where was the pitch?
It was high and tight.
Right. Okay, Rob. I'm going to take your stand here. I'm going to send a message. Where do I throw the ball to Soriano?
High and tight.
No. 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 Never. 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 No. Never. Hit him in the butt. When Nolan Ryan...
But yeah, there's your no, never.
Man, that's where we get headhunting is a coward. That's where he said that,
yeah.
too.
Jeez.
I would have loved to be in there to just... Be the victim of eye contact for one of those.
Dude, Norm needs to be fired up.
Yeah, he did.
We
he
need,
really did.
We need one more organic Norm fight tomorrow.
He did
I
go
don't know
on,
what would,
like, one last rant.
Yeah, about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went off on Stephon Diggs the other day.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
But, yeah, he just told him he was a diva.
But no, Mino, you brought up something that feeds into my last audio clip, and something that you learn very early on working with Norm is to not make eye contact during the show.
Yeah.
Because when you do,
You can't break it.
He will lock on to you for the remainder of the segment. And as an engineer, I knew, look down, look away, look on your phone.
As a 20-year-old, it's very...
It's intimidating.
Yes, it is, especially with his piercing baby blue eyes that you just can't get away from.
Just locks on, and you feel the need to just give him some nods, and that's a good point.
The most uncomfortable I've ever been in my life was when I filled in as, I think for Saroy, during a draft week, and he was doing the name game, and he wanted to record it beforehand. So I had to go into a production room with him and sit there while he recorded it into audition. I was like, would you like me to leave, Norm? No, you stay.
Come a little closer.
And now I'm the only two eyeballs in that whole place. And so the whole time he stared at me, and I was like, I have to do a performance. Like, do I laugh? I don't want to laugh too much, but also can't not laugh.
I think the nod is the way to go. The nod and smile.
Okay.
And then, a couple times I would give him, like, the head nod, like, okay, yeah, that one got me.
Yeah.
The colors, the greens, the blues, the whites.
I can get a brown. Okay. All right.
So, one, don't make eye contact with Norm. The other thing that we did learn about Norm is he's easily distracted by whoever walks into the studio. Like, if Norm and Donovan are doing a segment and anybody opens that door and walks in, he will make a remark. Oh, hey, look, it's
OJ.
Whoever. Like during the segment?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to keep some things just off the air if someone were to walk in a studio.
But there's no way that, like, if they did, like, a sexual act or something, he would comment on that.
I remember being with him.
Actually, Monty, he did.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this audio clip where I think Dan knew that Norm would mention anything he did, and Dan's Dan.
It is reported that rich people will sometimes purchase up to 2,000 bats at a time.
For bat soup.
Oh, how about snacking down on
that? We have to buy in bulk.
Is that awful?
Looking at you.
Is that
awful?
No,
I'm out.
Look at that. How could you gnaw on something that looked like that?
Norm, you'll eat anything.
No,
will you eat that?
No. No. What was that sign, Dan? What was that sign?
Yeah, did he hold up a number?
Dan?
What did Dan do, Norm?
Yeah.
Describe what Dan did, Norm.
No, he put a V up close to his mouth. Okay, here
did
we
you
go.
What you do, touch the V?
The meathead of the week is the pillowcase.
No peace. Wow.
Awesome.
I'm going to describe in detail what Dan just did.
Stuck his tongue through it. There's an A.
What did he say? Describe what
a
B. Describe what he did, Norm. No.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what he did.
Came like Chris McKinley. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, you talking about people walking in reminded me when I was with him at a remote. It was him and the engineer and then me at the corner. And a bug, a huge cockroach, walked across the floor in front of him. And he kind of slid to the side. And this was the Gorilla Cane days. And he got the Gorilla Cane and just...
Whacked it?
Swap, right there.
Yeah.
And then he picked it... Picked his cane up and went back to the... It was during the segment, too. He didn't mention it at all. And then there's this huge dead cockroach just right on the ground. Somebody else will pick it up, pal. That's what the cleaning crew was
for.
I did my part.
Clean.
He put a Basura
on his cane.
I did that with the old chairs at the old station.
Yeah.
That's how I learned what the word Basura meant.
Well, Norm, never changed.
We love you.